Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen Joel published in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. You see him as the host of Better Money on TV every weekend with Kara Sundlin and as an analyst on Fox Business. He's written six of his own books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. Joel, always a pleasure. How are you this week?
Well, I'm doing great, and we have a very special show today. We're going to talk about things that don't matter until they do. Some of those things that we ignore over a long period of time, and yet they can come back and bite us. They can matter at very inopportune times in our lives. Also, some tax planning things that we're going to go over, especially with the new Trump administration. There's been so many changes come down the pike, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We will take your email questions once again. And I have to brag a little bit very quickly about my family. Can I do that, John?
I suppose we can allow that.
No, I'm not bragging about me. I'm bragging about my family. So within the next 30 days, I have my youngest graduate from high school. That's our youngest of four boys. Pretty exciting. We feel like we've accomplished something there. And Wendy and I are looking forward to that empty nest phase of life, which I have a feeling will be a little sad, but also a nice opportunity for us to reconnect. I remember I felt like I was changing diapers for 10 years straight there with the boys when they were growing up.
Well, you were. It didn't feel like it. You were.
Well, she changed a lot more than I did. I just like to portray it as if the suffering was greater on my side of things. But then I had my son Michael commission as a lieutenant in the Marine Corps. We were out there in Colorado with him. That was a really proud moment. My mom and dad came out. I talked about this a little bit previously on the program, but just a really great time. And my son finished his sophomore year at UConn, and he got a job in computer technology, which is his major, back there at the university. So just a lot of neat things going on. So far, so good with the kids. I know I would be foolish if I expected it always to be smooth sailing in life, but I'm pretty excited about that. I'm feeling good seeing my boys grow up to be fine young men. Wendy and I certainly feel a sense of accomplishment, and I will be the first one to admit that I think she deserves a lot more of the credit than I do in that area.
I have to ask, just because I'm curious, you have this house that you raised four boys in, and now you're about to have the last one go off to college here very soon. Will you guys stay in that house, or is that now suddenly too much house?
Well, you had to bring up the dispute that's going on right now, didn't you, John? So I want to stay in the house. I can't imagine moving out of the house. I remember the kids being little in that house. You know, I feel like we raised the kids in that house. Well, apparently, since I'm not the person that does a ton of things around the house, there's a difference in opinion. Wendy, I think, feels a little sentimental about the house. I remember when we moved to this house, she was crying a little bit that we left the previous house because there were memories there too. But who knows? I don't know. I really don't want to make that decision yet. We enjoy our home. Like I said, when we moved there, my youngest was 3.5 years old, 4 years old, and now he's 18. So a lot of great memories in that house. So I guess we'll take that as it comes. Probably won't want to make a decision on that for a few years.
Fair enough. Well, let's jump right into the tax planning topic that we're going to address today. As you said, we'll talk about things that don't matter until they do. We'll tackle that later on. But we're starting today with tax planning. And it seems, Joel, that the subject of tax planning really gets ignored by a lot of advisors out there. So tell us about some of the conversations that you and the folks at Johnson Brunetti are having with your clients about these tax issues that, quite frankly, most people aren't having. First of all, the Trump tax bill and how that affects, your financial planning approach. What kind of conversations are you having on that front?
Well, people have lost deductions now, work in what are called SALT states, state and local taxes. Most of our clients are losing a significant amount of deductions they got to itemize from property taxes, car taxes, the taxes we pay in income to the states here in the Northeast, with the exception, of course, in New Hampshire. So a little disappointing there. A lot of clients are disappointed there. They're having to change their outlook on how much income they'll need, maybe take a little bit more off their portfolio because they're losing some of the tax deductions they got. The clients of ours that are business owners are excited. They're happy about the situation because their businesses are going to keep more of the money that they earn. And almost to a T, they've all told me that they're going to plow that money back into the economy. They're not going to just pocket that money, but for the most part, hiring new employees. I know one gentleman that's going to build a new plant and hire a whole bunch of new employees. So that's good news, but for most individuals, they're a little disappointed, or a lot disappointed in some cases, by the Trump tax bill. Now, I will say this. For lower-income people that do not own homes, this, you know, my son, this has been a real home run for him. It's been great for him. He's going to save almost 40% of the taxes that he paid in previous years. He will save. And so there's good and bad here, but most of our clients are disappointed that it didn't end up being much of a tax cut for them. Now, that goes to how do we handle their investments from that standpoint? How do we build an income stream that's efficient from a tax standpoint? How do we decide what mutual funds or what individual stocks to own or what type of bonds to own? And again, I can't give specific advice on that, but all of that needs to be taken into the equation. If you're just focused on your investments, folks, or you're working with a financial planner that's only focused on the investments and they haven't designed a plan to take advantage of the way tax laws work to make sure that you keep more of your income in your pocket, to design those income streams that maybe for the first 10 years of your retirement are very, very tax efficient, knowing that in the last 10 or 20 years of your retirement, you probably won't be able to do all the things that you want to do. So maybe we can pay a little more taxes then in the last few years of our lives and take advantage of tax laws the way they exist now when you just get into retirement and have a lot more money to spend. So it's a different world, different administration. The tax bill kind of got rammed through here, and a lot of people are unhappy about it. But in the case of financial planning, we can plan around it, and there are many opportunities to keep more of what you make.
Good to be sure that you're planning around the new tax laws, whether they help you or hurt you. If they help you, you want to be taking advantage of that as best they can. If they hurt you, well, you want to be sure you're adjusting things appropriately. We're talking about tax planning in the current environment. What about Roth conversions? Joe, what kind of conversations do you have? What kind of questions do you get? And how do you advise people on the topic of Roth conversions?
Well, as I look back, I think one of the biggest missed opportunities that many people have is the fact that they did not convert some or all of their retirement money over to the Roth account. Now, let's just define very quickly the difference between a Roth and a traditional retirement account. Traditional retirement account, we get a tax break when we put the money in. The money grows tax deferred, and then when we take it out, we pay taxes on that money as we take it out. Still a good deal. We get to defer taxes. We get a tax break again, like I said. And when we take the money out, we can spread it out over a long period of time, perhaps for the rest of our lives to provide income. The Roth is the opposite of that. We do not get a tax break when we put the money in. The money grows tax-free as long as we stick to some certain simple rules. And when we take the money out, it's totally tax-free. In fact, most of our clients that are older wish they had all their money in Roth. Well, the problem is when you put the money into a Roth, you don't get a tax break. Now, the Roth conversion means you take money from a traditional retirement account and convert it over to a Roth. You have to pay the taxes on that money when you convert it over. But depending on who the money is for, whether it's for you, kids, grandkids, depending on when you are going to use the money, it may make a lot of sense for you to do a Roth conversion. Either a big piece of your retirement, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars over into a Roth conversion, or maybe just a little bit each year, staying under the next tax bracket. So it's a serious conversation we have with many clients. We have planning software that goes through the pros and the cons. You can see a before and after picture. And I'm telling you, if you have not looked at this, if your advisor hasn't shown this to you, I would suggest you don't have a complete plan. There may be an opportunity to do Roth conversions now that don't come down the pike a few years from now when tax laws inevitably change again.
One final thing we should mention here in this tax planning conversation, Joel, is RMDs, required minimum distributions. Some people know what that is. Some people don't. Most people, I would say, though, have not done a great job for planning for them, even if they do know what they are.
Well, a moment ago, again, I was talking about traditional IRAs, traditional 401ks, 403bs, retirement accounts. Even if you work for the federal government, you have a TSP. It's called a thrift savings plan. When we take money out of those plans, we pay taxes. Now, the trick is, many people said, well, what that means is many clients or many retirees out there say, hey, I don't need the money. I'll just leave it in these plans. Well, the IRS does not allow that. At age 70 and a half, they force you to begin taking money out of those plans. And the percentage that you have to take out increases every year. So if I have $1 million in a retirement plan, when I turn 70 and a half, I've got to take approximately $36,000 out in my first year. The next year, that percentage goes up. So it might be $39,000 the next year. The next year, it might be $41,000. The following year, it might be $44,000. This assumes the account doesn't grow or shrink. It just sort of stays level even as I'm taking money out. So the IRS wants that money taxed because you've deferred taxes on it all these years. Now, this brings up a planning opportunity. Again, who's the money for? I said that a while back. It's so interesting for me to ask that question across from a client and have the light go on in their head, because if that money is not for you, there may be much more tax-efficient ways to pass that on to kids or grandkids. If you absolutely need the money in retirement, then, you know, we talked about Roth conversions. Maybe you shouldn't do a Roth conversion. Maybe you should just take out your RMDs, or you need to take a little bit more than your required minimum distribution. So again, very unique to each client. The bottom line is, we've talked about the Trump tax bill. We've talked about Roth conversions. We've talked about required minimum distributions. Most people do not have a plan in this area. You want to make sure that you do. One of the things that we cover when you come in for that MoneyMap retirement review that you've heard me talk about previously is we cover your tax situation. In fact, this last week, I just had a big meeting with the other financial advisors at the firm, the other partners, and we went through tax planning, income planning, very specifically because of this new tax world, this new tax plan, the Trump tax bill that we're living in. So we want to help you with that and any other things that come about through your financial planning, through the concerns that you have for retirement. Call now to get that MoneyMap retirement review. It consists of three things. One is an income analysis. Will you have enough money to last for the rest of your life? And what rate of return do you need for your money to last for the rest of your life? Second, we'll do a stress test on your portfolio. Are you taking too much risk? Most people are right now because of what the market has been doing lately. The market's been up since 2009, and even though we've had a little volatility these days, people don't realize how much risk they're taking because stocks and stock funds are way up. And then last but not least, we put your entire financial life on one page. We call it the Money Map. Every one of you ought to have your own personalized Money Map. And during this process, we cover your tax planning too. For the next 12 callers that call 1-800-705-1232, we will give you your customized Money Map. It covers all the things that I just mentioned. Again, stress test, one-page plan for you and your financial future, and that income plan that's so important. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232.
You can call or you can text, whichever is easiest for you. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name when you reach out. Again, 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-12. When you come in for your review, you will get a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map. Again, that number to call or text, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. Joel, you mentioned earlier that we talk about things that don't matter until they do. Outside of the financial world, there are some examples of that. Fire extinguishers, right? You never notice it till you actually need it. You may go your whole life never needing a fire extinguisher, but if you actually do need one, you're glad that it's hanging on the wall and that you kept it serviced all those years. Airbags in your car, hopefully you never need, but if you need them, you're thankful for them. Smoke alarms in your house, sometimes they're a pain when you're cooking and they start going off, but if you actually have a fire during the middle of the night while you're asleep, you're sure glad you have them. So we have some of these things in the financial world too, things that don't matter until they do. And one of those things, Joel, would be your legal documents.
Well, legal documents are so important because they do a few things. One is they protect my loved ones in case, for instance, I have to go into a nursing home or from lawsuits or a medical situation I might get into where I can't speak for myself. I've got some serious illness. Maybe there was a car accident. I can't speak for myself. Legal documents take care of all those things. In addition to things like wills and trusts that decide, or where I can decide where I want my money to go when I'm no longer here. And so, you know, wills, trusts, power of attorney documents, healthcare proxies, they don't make for a great dinner conversation, but they can make a huge difference for your family once you're incapacitated or once you've died. And most people either don't have the right documents they should have, or they don't have them updated properly. Wendy and I had done extensive estate planning about 10, 12 years ago, but last year we just updated all our legal documents. We've got, again, four boys, 18, 20, 22, and 27, and our opinion on money has changed, and we have a lot more money than we did 10, 12 years ago. We want to put some safeguards in place. First and foremost, I want to make sure Wendy's taken care of, and secondly, Wendy and I both want to make sure that if the kids inherit money, that they know how to handle it, that they can't spend it foolishly. So we've got some controls around how they can spend money. It's kind of neat, actually. You can control from the grave your money and the way your kids spend the money if you have the right legal documents. We also want to have them protected from somebody that might take advantage of them. If I die before Wendy does, which statistically probably will happen, then I want to make sure that she's well taken care of and that money is protected from creditors or lawsuits or anything like that, or even her having to go into a nursing home once I'm no longer here. So legal documents are absolutely critical. And again, most people that we talk to don't have them updated. That's why we offer that Money Map Retirement Review. Part of that is we refer somebody to an attorney, and that first hour is absolutely free with the attorney to make sure your plans are up to date. And if they're not up to date, we'll make sure that they are up to date by doing a good plan for you around this area.
Another thing that doesn't matter until it really matters are those long-term care protections, Joel, being sure that you have a way to pay for nursing home or assisted living or home health care should you need it.
Well, and I alluded to this a little earlier, guarding against possible long-term care expenses. It seems like a waste of money, right, to actually spend the money to build a trust that protects some assets or to buy insurance. And it seems like a waste of money. Again, these are things that we don't need, that don't matter until we do. I had a client that was on claim for 12 years in a nursing home. Fortunately, she had purchased a long-term care insurance policy that I helped her with, and I can't even remember how much, but I think it was well over $1 million, maybe approaching $2 million, that was paid out on her behalf so that her kids and grandkids could inherit the money that her and her husband have saved. So you're going to be glad you had these protections if you need them. If you never need the protection, then it was just part of an overall financial plan. I'm not saying long-term care insurance is right for everybody, but it needs to be part of a discussion. For some people, they shouldn't buy the insurance. They should just do some smart legal planning, and we can cover both with you when we visit with you.
Another thing that nobody likes to talk about, but boy, it's sure important when you really need it, and that's life insurance.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and say, gee, I'd love to have a significant conversation about life insurance today. But, you know, like you said, most people don't like life insurance. They don't like the stereotypical person that sells life insurance. But when a loved one passes away, it can suddenly become very, very important. Also, wealthy people use life insurance as a tool to pay their estate taxes at a discounted rate. Many times you pay your taxes at 20, 30, 35 cents on the dollar instead of dollar for dollar by doing smart life insurance planning. So again, these are things that don't matter so much until they really do matter. Whether it's right for you or not to own life insurance or to keep your old policies, I don't know. We have to have a conversation with you about that.
One final thing that a lot of people wouldn't think of in this category, you know, we're talking about legal documents and insurance coverage essentially, Joel, but one thing that really doesn't seem to matter until it does is lifetime income streams, being sure you have enough coming in the way of paychecks as long as you're around.
And, you know, I was reading a study from the Insured Retirement Institute. I forget the exact name. It's actually on my desk. I'm in the studio right now, so I can't get to it. But it said 73% of baby boomers want a lifetime income stream that's like a pension. Isn't that interesting? Because if you would have asked people when the market was going up, you know, in 1998, 1999, do you think it's valuable to have a lifetime income stream? People just think, well, no, the market's going to go up like this for the long term. I'm going to be able to make 15% on my money. Who needs a guaranteed lifetime income stream? Well, fast forward to today, and again, 73% of baby boomers think it would be very valuable to have a lifetime income stream. Like I said earlier, as long as you have assets to draw down on, it doesn't seem to matter as much if you have that lifetime income stream built into your retirement plan. Now, a lot of our clients, they'll say, Joel, here's what I want. I want that core nest egg. I want that money that's supposed to last for the rest of my life, and I want to guarantee the income from that as much as possible, and you can do that. And then I want my what's called mad money or my extra money that I can speculate with, that I can shoot for growth. But I want to make sure, and again, most clients are saying this, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of, my basic income needs are taken care of for the rest of my life. Now, that might be how you're thinking. It might not be. Some of you are all set because you've got pensions, Social Security, rental income. You might have some annuities that are paying out where you don't need that lifetime income stream. But for many people, certainly the people that I've worked with over the years, they enjoy that lifetime income stream. They like the certainty that it provides. They like the fact that no matter what happens in the stock market, they're getting that income stream so that when the investments aren't doing well, they can hang in there and wait for things to come back. And when the investments are doing great, they just end up with extra money. Right now, it's critical. So many things that could affect your retirement. It's important that you get a second opinion on what you're doing. I'm offering that to you right now. For the next 12 callers, we have room for 12 callers right now. We want to give you something that you will value, you will get a lot from, something that will point you in the right direction when it comes to your retirement, or it will affirm that you're doing the right thing. It's the Money Map Retirement Plan, the Money Map Retirement Review. What will you get from coming in and visiting with us and getting your Money Map Retirement Review? First of all, we make your retirement plan, we make your entire financial life simple. We put it on one page. The advantage of that is it takes the confusion out of your financial plan. You will actually have more confidence and less uncertainty towards your financial future if you understand it in a very simple way. It doesn't mean you have to. It doesn't mean you're not smart enough to understand a technical plan. It just gives you more confidence. It'll remove some of the fear. What else do you get? We do a retirement income analysis so you know what interest rate you need to earn on your money to be okay based on your goals, so you don't run out of money for the rest of your life. You know, you don't want to be suffering financially in your 80s because you didn't make the right decision in your 60s and 70s. We will help you do that with the retirement income plan. And then last but not least, and really critical for this time, is getting that stress test on your portfolio, letting us run your portfolio exactly as it is right now without moving it anywhere else, without you making a commitment to us, running that portfolio that you have through our stress test, through the system that we've put together here at Johnson Brunetti, so that you know exactly how much risk you're taking. If you get to a point in your retirement where you found out a few years ago you took too much risk, it's too late at that point. Now it's time to regroup, sometimes cut your income, sometimes not being able to fulfill the dreams that you have for your kids and grandkids. Let us help you with that. Let us reduce the possibility of you having a retirement you don't want just because there were a few mistakes that happened based on outside things that you can't control. Call us now for the Money Map Retirement Review. It's 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Come on in. There's no obligation, no pressure. Get your Money Map Retirement Review.
This is a great opportunity, especially if you're retired already, or maybe you're 5 or 10 years out and you just don't know where you stand. Fantastic chance to come in and get some clarity on what's going on with your money and what you need to be doing moving forward. The number to call or text is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. No cost or obligation to come in for that Money Map Retirement Review. When you come in, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick from The Money Map or Forced to Retire or Understanding Market Corrections, whatever it is that you want. You take your pick from the library there. Now, it is important that you go ahead and reach out now because, and we've been coaching people on retirement planning for a long time, so we've seen this over and over. The longer you put something like this off, the easier it is to keep putting it off. And then the next thing you know, it's too late to take advantage of maybe some of the strategies that we've talked about here today. Or maybe you've worked longer than you even needed to because you didn't have a plan in place that showed you how you can retire. So go ahead and reach out now. Don't worry about all the details of trying to figure out where all your money is. We'll handle all that later. For now, just raise your hand and say, yes, I'd like some help with this. So go ahead and call or text. If you text, include your first and last name so we know who we're dealing with there. If you call, that's great too. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for this week on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Hope you have a great week. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.